rocking with the Beatles on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning. I have never heard this song before, but Randy Lambert is here, and he is, I guess you're the chief officer, CEO, big poopah, grand poopah of the Santa Rosa County Animal Services Animal Shelter.
Good morning. Chief of Animal Services.
There it is. Chief of Animal Services, along with Jamie Maddox, who is coordinating the marketing. And Randy suggested this song, and I had not heard this little tune before. I love it. It's that old Beatles sound, that real early days, right?
Early days, right. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, John's vocals really come out in that. And it kind of leads into, again, you know, our same thing about don't be a kidnapper. When you see that little 3-day-old kitten laying there underneath a bush, don't run and grab that kitten. Mom's moving them somewhere.
So you want to be helpful, but you're actually not being helpful.
Yeah, being helpful is going to be observe, watch, keep an eye out. Mom is moving, and she can only move one at a time, and she may have 3 or 4 kittens, so she's moving them from point A to point B, and there may even be a point C in there somewhere, but she's moving them along. And the problem is sometimes people get really excited. They see this and they think, oh no, something's going on with this kitten and it's going to die out here. And they swoop it up and they bring it into us. And we're like, well, where's mom? Oh, I don't know. I saw her about an hour ago, but I haven't seen her since.
Oh no.
And we're like, well, she's moving them.
Right.
Take it back where you got it from. Let mom. Mom is the absolute best place for this kitten to be. As long as mom is alive, mom is the absolute best place. So leave that kitten alone.
I love that. Well, I didn't know that. So that's really informative. Yeah. I really didn't know that about kittens. So that's, yeah. I mean, and I would be subject, I would be one of those people that would run in there to rescue.
And you know, mom has for some reason decided that she wants to move them from point A to point B because of whatever reason. She feels a threat or something and she's moving them and she will take care of them. Somehow or another, even the youngest cat understands how to be a mother. It's so amazing to watch. Sometimes we'll get a very young kitten in who just came into heat and just had got pregnant and had a litter, and she knows exactly what to do and how to take care
of her
baby.
Nature's extraordinary, really.
It is awesome to watch these things happen. You know, I'd rather them all be spay and neutered, but it is awesome to see how nature takes over. And for example, we had a dog that we brought in some time back. It's probably been about 8 months ago now. We had a dog that we brought in, and this dog was vicious. I mean, she was really, really bad. Not to get too graphic, but we had to bring her in on double catch poles.
Oh, my goodness.
Because our animal control officers were afraid that she was going to eat them.
Oh, my gosh.
She was terrible, and she was almost about ready to pop. And we brought her into the shelter and got her in there, and she ended up having the puppies in a couple of days. I believe she's the third litter of puppies that I've seen in 3+ years born at the shelter.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is a side note. We don't make puppies and kittens. some people think we
You're
make
not
them.
Breeding.
We are not.
We're not breeding.
We're doing quite the opposite. We're trying to stop that from happening. But she came in and she was horrible. And when she had the puppies, she was a phenomenal mom. So sweet to her puppies. And then once the puppies were big enough to take out of the kennel, we took them out and she chilled out and we adopted her. I'm not going to say her name.
Adopted, right?
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to say her name, but she got adopted, I don't know, about 2 months ago.
Maybe about a month ago.
Yeah. And she found a home, and it was so amazing because Jamie took a photo of her in the front of the shelter, laid out on her back, tongue hanging out with the new adopter rubbing her belly. And she's just as sweet as can be. But she was in a place in her world right then when we got her for some reason, when we got called out to come and pick her up, that she was just ready to fight anybody.
But maybe she was just terrified.
Maybe.
I mean, if you've got someone coming at you with sticks, picking you up, moving you from wherever you are, and pregnant.
Well, she was bad when we got called out on scene.
Right, right.
We don't know
who
what happened
what led
to her
up
before.
To that. Right. Yeah, yeah.
But she's a sweetheart now.
Oh, that's such a great story.
Yeah, and we have a million of them. But yeah, she. That was a good one. And again, just seeing nature just kind of take over that was awesome.
And to see her be so good with her puppies.
Right. And flip side is she did not have a bright future when we first evaluated her.
Right.
And now she's healthy in a home.
Isn't that something?
And the people just love her.
I love the story.
And she loves them. And it's a great, great connection.
Good for you. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Let me tell you, this is not my background. I have not been in this animal world for all my career. I come from a different background. And
how long have you been doing this now, Randy?
A little over 3 years.
Okay.
Three and a half years
or so. That's a good initiation.
Yeah. it's a wild world. But I worked in retail before, retail management.
Oh, that's totally different. Well, maybe not.
Well, yeah.
Dogs, cats.
It's a different kind of circus.
Yeah, different kind of circus. Absolutely.
Good one, Jamie.
But the thing that I have realized is I'm not working my tail off to make somebody a bunch of money. I'm working my tail off to save lives.
Mm.
And we're doing it every day. I have the best crew. And we are saving lives, making animals' lives better every single day. Every single day that's happening.
I love that.
And it's so fulfilling to do that. It's amazing. I thought I would like this job. I thoroughly enjoy it.
I'm so happy to hear you say that. Because when your heart is into something, it makes all the difference. And for me, I can kind of put up with things when I really believe in the cause.
Right.
When I really believe that then the outcome in the long run, I can ignore some of the short-term things that are problematic.
Absolutely. And I talk about what it's doing for me, but my crew just works their tail off every day. They're so invested in everything they're doing. Whether it's finding a foster, working on, we just started up our Doggy Day Out program, which is tremendous. I mean, the weather's kind of cooperating with us now, so we can start doing that again because it's phenomenal for the animals to get, for the dogs to get out.
Uh-huh. Tell us how that works.
It's easy. You sign up as a volunteer, you come in and you find, we'll pair you up with a dog. You take the dog out for an hour, you take it out for the afternoon, you take it out for the whole day, whatever it may be. And, you take it to your home, you interact with it in a home setting, you take it for a ride to Chick-fil-A and go get a pup cup and or a hamburger someplace at McDonald's, wherever you may want. You take it for a walk. And what's happening then is you're giving it time to get away from the craziness of the shelter. And then you get to report back to us how the dog was in the car, how it was interacting with other people, and et cetera. And those things help my team pair somebody up with the right dog whenever they come in saying, hey, look, we're looking to add a dog to our family.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be a good fit? And so we have some great kennel techs and phenomenal behavior specialist who can pair you up with the right dog.
So that outdoor time gives you this better sense of their real personality, their kennel personality.
Yeah, because a lot of times that barrier reaction that the dogs have, they seem like they want to become Cujo behind the kennel door.
I would be scared too.
Right, yeah. and that's, really a mean dog is a mean dog, but a scared dog is pretty not good either, so...
Okay, well, we are going to come back. We are talking with Randy Lambert and Jamie Maddox with Santa Rosa County Animal Services and specifically the Animal Shelter. If you've got questions, 850-437-1620. There are experts this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel on Pep Talk. We will be back shortly. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel. We're here with our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Randy and Jamie are here. And I had a little song request. We're going to try this out right now and see what it sounds like. More Beatles, y'all. Never heard this song before, believe it or not, and yeah, even though I am a Georgia Bulldog, I'm surprised I haven't heard before, and I don't know if I've ever heard John Lennon and Paul McCartney woofing before.
Yeah, they used to really be best buds and cut up a lot, didn't they?
That's so funny. So Randy brought me that song into me this morning because I had to get let y'all hear it because that's just so unique and so much fun when we're talking about dogs and cats and just being able to have a sense of humor on what is sometimes a very serious subject.
It is. You know, it's just so important that, you know, one of the things I was thinking about during the break is how we're able to find a family member for you, whether it's a dog or a cat, or just companionship.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of people who come in that are a little bit older, maybe they're retired, and maybe a spouse has passed away, and they just need some companionship, whether it's a dog or a cat. And, you know, a lot of times that puppy is a lot of work,
mm-hmm.
or that kitten is a lot of work. But we have, you know, a lot of adult dogs and cats that would be great companions for people.
Well, the stories that always make me tear up a little bit when you see the older dogs that owners have either passed away or yeah. circumstances have taken them. So they spent 6 or 7 years with someone that they love. Mm-hmm. And then for whatever reason, I've been placed in the shelter. And I think, oh. Because you know that they know what it was like to have a good home. So they're really looking for someone.
Right. And probably the home they were in was really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're in the shelter, which is oh. the opposite of quiet.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. You know, and
so that's
and,
the one. Those are the ones that get me.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. And I usually try to spend some time with those animals that come in those situations and just go by and check on them a couple times a day for the first few days that they're in the shelter. Just
shelter shock, probably.
Right, yeah.
Right.
And it's a big, it's huge.
Sometimes they even stay in your office.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Andy.
Yeah. Sometimes that's
what happened. My office would be yeah, full of right. dogs and cats, no doubt.
Yeah, there's a few that end up in my office just so that they can have a little quiet place. Sometimes my office gets kind of rowdy, but
mm-hmm.
But at least it's not other animals barking and meowing and right, scratching and, right. and howling and whatever.
So where's this shelter located in case someone's listening this morning and think, maybe I'll stop by, or because the weather's so beautiful today, they could do the doggy day out or might even consider fostering for a few days. Where are they located and how do you go about doing that?
Yeah, so our hours are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're open from 11:30 to 4. And on Wednesdays, we're open a little bit later. We stay open until 6:30. So we open at 11:30 to 6:30 to allow people some time after work to come by. To you know, check out what we have, but we're in Milton, so we're kind of centrally located in the county of Santa Rosa. We're at 4451 Pine Forest Road. Again, that's the Pine Forest Road in Santa Rosa County, not the one in Escambia County.
Right.
We get those phone calls from time to time.
Where are you? I'm over here. I can't find you.
Yeah. By the way, you're coming to the Santa Rosa County.
Yes.
Escambia County. But yeah, we're at 4451 Pine Forest Road. If you have any questions, you know, you can go to our website, which is santarosa.fl.gov, and go over to the animal section. And then from there, there's a lot of videos there. There's all the adoptable dogs and cats are pictured there.
Photos with descriptions and
Absolutely.
Ages and
Absolutely.
Breed and everything.
Right. And Jamie's doing a good job at getting as much information on there as possible to try to make sure that if something is out in foster, but it is not going to be adopted by that foster parent, that we know that so that we can line them up to come in whenever the person would like to see that animal.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you just want to give us a call to come by, our phone number is 850-983-4680. Again, we're open from 11:30 to 4, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then on Wednesdays for late hours, we're 11:30 to 6:30.
Excellent. Okay, so that's today.
That is.
Okay, absolutely. You can come in a little later right after work. And if I'm not in a position right now to foster or adopt, what can I do? Can I donate? Are there ways to donate? What should I bring as stuff to the shelter? What are some things you need right now as we come into this new season?
Every Wednesday, we post a thing called a Wishlist Wednesday on our Facebook page. So
it's funny how we segued right into that on Wednesday.
Right.
Yay.
So yeah, just check our Facebook page every Wednesday, and it's up right now too even. So,
excellent.
Yeah, just go there and see what we need.
So basically you list food or whatever kind of
food,
things
treats,
you need.
Leashes.
I heard it's a big one sometimes.
It is.
Some of the things that aren't romantic.
Right.
Yeah.
Are the real needs.
We used to have a big need for food. We used to ask for food a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We have entered into a contract with the manufacturer Mars, who makes candy bars and numerous other they're all over the
Snickers
place.
Snickers for dogs?
Yeah, no.
Teasing.
So we've entered into a contract with them.
Excellent.
That allows us to purchase the food from them at a greatly discounted price.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so we're really not focusing on asking for food as much as we used to.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty set with food right now, but yeah, we do this Wishlist Wednesday, and we also have our wish list on Amazon.
That's a good one.
Right, exactly. So you can go there anytime and, you know, and order whatever you feel.
So if you're at a light right now, mm-hmm. pick up your phone, go to Amazon wish list, mm-hmm. and
go to our Facebook page.
Facebook page too.
Right.
And you can see everything
that
you need.
That takes you right to it.
But
right.
You could actually buy something right now in the next 2 minutes, mm-hmm. and it'll be on their doorstep tomorrow.
Probably.
How
yeah.
about that?
It comes about that fast too.
That's your order for the day.
Yeah, right. And I want to say this too, the support that the community gives is tremendous. We ask for something, and say we ask for 10 cat traps for a project that we're doing tomorrow. Actually, mm-hmm. Community Cat Day is
right.
tomorrow. We ask for 10 more cat traps, and we end up with 15. The community is awesome.
Okay, well, we're going to hear more about Community Cat Day when we come back. This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. We'll be back after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. What's happening tomorrow, Randy?
Tomorrow we have another one of our Community Cat Days. And what that is we have traps that we rent out for $65 from the shelter, or you can use your own trap, but it's for feral cats, community cats as we call them. They're unowned animals. You trap them, you bring them into us tomorrow. We're going to start taking them in probably just before 8 o'clock. Some people will show up tomorrow around 4 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for your early.
3:30 maybe. Yeah. So you kind of got to get there early. But we're going to take in 50 of these.
Wow.
And we're going to do the spay and neuter for them. They also get a rabies shot. They get looked over by a veterinarian. If there's any minor things that are going on with them, they may get an antibiotic shot, whatever mm-hmm. it may be, to help them along. But it's just a way to kind of curb that population growth for cats.
Super important.
So then the next day, which will be Friday morning, whoever brings them in can come back and pick them up and take them back where they got them from,
mm-hmm.
and now they will not reproduce.
Do they tag them as well?
We do not tag. Well,
a little bit.
We don't tag them with our microchip. We mm-hmm. do tip their left ear.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. They tip.
Yeah,
okay.
That tipped ear indicates that the animal has been altered.
Okay, good. So if you are out looking or you have cats in your neighborhood, yeah, that's a sign that they've already been taken care of.
Right.
Excellent.
Exactly. So come see us.
Okay, and what's your website again on the Facebook pages?
Again, it's santarosa.fl.gov is our website.
Mm-hmm.
And
Facebook,
our Facebook
Jamie?
Is Santa Rosa County Animal Services.
Okay, so you can go there and you can look up animals and see if there might be a dog or cat you'd like to adopt.
Yeah, y'all come see us. We got lots of great dogs.
Doggy Day Out started again.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Meg. Thanks for having us.
We appreciate all you do for our dog and cat community.
Thank you.